Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here at my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
And you can visit us at iwantmoreaction.com. What movie are we doing today, Frank?
So today, Chris, we are doing No Remorse. And No Remorse is about an elite Navy SEAL goes on a path to avenge his wife's murder, only to find himself inside of a larger conspiracy.
So, what did you think about Without Remorse?
Yeah, I fully enjoyed Without Remorse.
Do you want to see No Remorse? What movie do you want to see, Frank?
Did I say Without Remorse?
You said No Remorse. It's Without Remorse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We don't edit, guys, so
we're too cheap to edit. It's No Remorse now, guys.
The new movie with Michael B. Jordan, No Remorse, starring Michael B. Jordan and Eddie Murphy. Or anyone you want. But yeah, the movie's called Without Remorse. It just came out 2021. It's directed by Stefano Salima. It's starring Michael B. Jordan, Guy Pearce, and Jamie Bell. So what did you think about Tom Clancy's Without Remorse?
Yes, Tom Clancy. Yes, I thoroughly enjoy Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. I think this was, Michael B. Jordan's really good in this. It's a great action film. Is great. It's a great starter action film for Michael B. Jordan, I think, if they make more of these. The action in this movie is very, very realistic. It's very tactical. It's Tom Clancy, so you expect it to be sort of like technically correct. This guy, the famous author of like the Rainbow Six novels and everything. But yeah, this movie has
all the Jack Ryan stuff.
All the Jack Ryan stuff. Like, this movie has a huge budget, and the action is, it's really good. It's very realistic and very visceral. It feels like if this really was to happen, this is how it would look and feel. It doesn't get too ridiculous and over the top with like his action set pieces, which I really enjoyed about this movie. And overall, I just had a blast with this film.
I really buy Michael B. Jordan as an action hero, especially after this film.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't so keen on him as a leading action hero before, when he gets mentioned in some movies that he could or may be in. Mm-hmm. After seeing him now, I'm like, oh yeah, this guy could be a badass.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he definitely goes above and beyond to try and like prove his worth as like an action movie star, mm-hmm. in this film, and he succeeds in it too. Like, he definitely comes off as a kind of action hero, Jack Ryan esque that you'd expect from like a Tom Clancy.
But he's
movie.
A lot more violent than Jack Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, in this movie, he's out like for revenge, right? So like, these Russian nationalists end up killing his wife and unborn baby, and he just goes on a path of revenge. But he uncovers, like the synopsis says, a conspiracy along the way. It's not overly, like the story's not overly slick. The reveals aren't like that amazing. Like, it's typical spy movie kind of stuff, but the movie itself is so well made. It's so well engaging that like you just the movie, I think, is like an hour and 40 minutes, but it goes by so quick because it doesn't stop. The editing is really good. The pacing is really good. And again, the action set pieces are really what sets it apart from like an average action movie that we might watch.
One thing I don't understand is why this movie is getting such bad reviews by everybody. Some of the bad reviews are from like people who read the book and say this doesn't have anything to do with the book. Okay, that's one argument, right? Mm-hmm. But there's other just regular film reviewers just blasting this thing as boring and cliche, and I don't see that at all when I watch this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing if you want to be like really cynical about it, this is like a lot of other spy movies or spy thrillers. Like,
but it's definitely not boring.
But it's not, yeah, I was like, it's no boring than any other good spy thriller. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is this any different or worse than, like, again, like another Jack Ryan film or even like a Jason Bourne kind of movie, yeah. Right? Like, how is this much worse than that? I don't know. And Michael B. Jordan he's an average actor. Like, he's not somebody who people were expecting like amazing things. So, like, he does a good job. He's not amazing either, but he's a good role for him if he wants to pursue action movies in the future.
Yes.
Like, and I think honestly the character is great. I think he fits the character and he's perfect for him. Like, I think it's a good move on his part to do a Tom Clancy film and like, get into shape. And I don't know. I really don't know why what would make reviewers, critics pan the film so much, beyond just not liking it for what it's trying to be. Like, it just doesn't like that it's trying to be a spy thriller. Like, what were they expecting? I don't know. Like,
it's okay, so if you break it down, acting wise, the movie's fine. Mm-hmm. All the action scenes are filmed with flair. They're stylish. They're really cool. Mm-hmm. The actual cinematography for the rest of the movie is great. Like, it looks like it has a big budget. It doesn't look cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah, the story is cliche, but like you said, every spy thriller is the same shit.
Yeah, every
like, they all have the same stories.
It's all about nukes or war.
Yes,
every Mission Impossible, every spy, literally every spy movie you watch is about nukes or war. Like that's all it is. So like, I don't see why people are taking this to town, being like, oh, well, why is it not better? I mean, they're not happy with the storyline? Like again, I understand. Maybe the people who read the book have a point. Maybe the book storyline is way better. It's way more complex and like and just creative and original. Sure, that might be true. But we're not. It's not a book. It's a movie. So to make it a movie, you might have to dumb down the plot a little bit. And maybe they dumbed it down too much. But I don't think having a complex, thoroughly read through plot was their kind of point in this movie. I think the point was to make a fun action
and to introduce thriller. A new action character, like a new. Yeah. A new character for someone to play.
Yeah, I just
mainstream
don't,
audiences.
Yeah, I think this was supposed to be just a fun action, a serious spy thriller. And that's what I feel like I got from it. Sure, it wasn't the most original movie of the year, but it wasn't trying to be. Like, that's not what it was going for. So, again, I just don't know what people were expecting that they're mad that it wasn't, that they didn't get from this, you know? I don't know.
I don't know what more they could have got, you know?
Yeah. Like what were you looking for? Crazier action set pieces? Like
no, most people aren't complaining about the action. They're complaining about like the movie in general. And I'm like, what did you want?
What even that in that what is it? Do you feel like he's just playing a played out caricature of a spy kind of movie? Like what was it his performance that wasn't real? Wasn't good enough? Was it the plot about like the whole Russian nationalist and everything? Was that like played out for you? Like what there bothered people? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like what was it that it wasn't good that you can point to? Goes well, it should have been more like this movie, or it should have been closer in theme to something else. I don't know. I really don't know.
Because like honestly, if I went right now, right, and I go to I'm gonna pull it up on IMDb. I'm gonna kind of tell you some of the things these people said.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna be like, what? I didn't get that. I didn't get that from this movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, it's just a shame that like, people try something. People always complain that they make the same movies all the time, and it's true, right? Like a lot of times, movies do get made the same over and over again. But I feel like with spy movies, though, there's a formula that you kind of try to like stick to, and I think this movie actually really did stick to that formula. I'm like, yeah, it didn't reinvent the wheel here, and sure, maybe it's not thinking outside the box, but does it have to like for it to be a good movie? Like, can it just be a decent spy thriller and be accepted for what it is? Does it have to like break new ground all the time?
So here's some of the. I'll just read like a couple of little things here. The script writers should be ashamed of themselves. That's one.
Okay.
Except some action scenes, this movie is good. Nothing is good in this movie. There is no screenplay and no story. So I guess we didn't watch the same movie. They must have watched No Remorse, right?
They must have watched Trigger Point. One of those other movies they must have watched.
If you're a fan of good acting and good scripts, prepare to be disappointed. 1 out of 10. Terrible movie, terrible dialogue, bad acting, especially bad directing, and terrible plot. I'm just really, really surprised. I was so looking forward to this. I've not read the book, but I enjoy the author. Oh my God, was I gobsmacked. This was horrible. What were they watching?
I don't know. Maybe they were expecting a more like toned down. Maybe it was too much action for them. Maybe they wanted a more toned down spy thriller. They didn't want something that was so like trying to straddle the line between like an action movie and a suspense film. They just wanted like a full on like spy drama. Like they didn't want all the action. I don't know. I'm really just trying. I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
We've seen bad acting, right? We've watched some. Yeah. We're in the action movie business, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we've seen
we know bad acting.
The bottom of the only movies you'll find worse action is independent horror flicks, right?
It's true.
Like we've seen bad acting.
Yeah.
This movie had good acting. Not great acting.
Yeah.
It had good acting.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't great acting, but it was good acting. There's no way that the acting was one of the worst parts of this movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, it helped hold this movie together in some parts. So yeah, I think people are just being finicky to be finicky.
They're being cynical to be cynical.
Yeah,
about
yeah, exactly. They're not really serious. I think they're just like people just want to bitch and complain about things, and that's just part of it. That's it. I you know, sometimes, you know, and those things, when you say a script is, it's bad, the acting was bad, like, you have to explain yourself a little bit. Like, what do you mean there's no story? Listen, there was a story. I spent an hour and 40 minutes staring at a wall, a blank screen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a story there. You might have not liked it, and maybe you should explain why you didn't like it instead of just saying it was bad.
But this movie went somewhere. Like, Trigger Point didn't go anywhere. Another spy thriller we reviewed.
Yes.
We reviewed some so-called spy movies that don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This went somewhere. Like, yeah, you know, the whole Russian thing, you know, we're going to have to deal with it for a while. It's big in politics right now. It's been big in politics for a while.
They're the bad guys in all the movies now.
Yeah, they're going to be the villains in everything coming up. Mm-hmm. And for the past, what, 5 years? They're the villains in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's going to be played out. We get it. But, you know, you could still make a good story around that, around using those villains. And this, mm-hmm. I think this did it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it screwed it up. Like, I don't think it made it worse or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I think it did a fine job at it.
It actually followed the beats most of these type of movies usually follow, so it's no mm-hmm. worse than any other type of spy thriller or CIA-style movie that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a weird one. I really don't get it.
Like, really, 1 out of 10? Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I could see a 6 out of 10.
Me
you know,
too.
Even a 5 out of 10. Okay, fine. Wasn't your kind of movie, but like a 1 out of 10. Like, do you know what a 1 out of 10 movie looks like, dude? Like, this is not it. Like, come on, dude. Like,
me and Frank know what they look like.
Oh, we review at least one of them a week around here. Like,
yeah, unfortunately, but a past year.
No, really. Like, 1 out of what do you? Okay, so what do you give like an actually bad film? Like, what do you give something like is that the movie
like Adverse, right? Or like Night of the Sicarios
or Night of Sicario? Like, what do you? What would these people give those movies? Like, if you're giving this a 1 out of 10,
if this is a 1 out of 10, what's Kill Plan? Another spy thriller with zero budget.
Exactly, exactly. That's your reviews for that movie, right?
It doesn't make
any sense.
You know, people don't. You know what it is like. IMDb is an open forum, and people don't understand how to score movies compared to other movies. So they look at one movie by itself and go, "You're a 1 out of 10. I didn't like you," right?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of these people, there's another movie that they had in their head that they wanted this movie to be like, and because it wasn't like that movie, they get a 1 out of 10 for that.
But you have to remember, this character's not Jack Ryan.
Yeah,
so you're not going to get a Jack Ryan. This guy, this character, even the little bit I read about him from the books, he's violent. Like, he's a violent character.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan's a CIA analyst, not a CIA operative like he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So you're not going to get a Jack Ryan-style movie. And first of all, this was his origin. Like, he's going to do Rainbow Six. I guess maybe he's going to do it now.
Yeah.
But right. Rainbow Six is probably going to be more along the lines of a Jack Ryan-style thriller, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was his origin story. It's actually not even a typical Tom Clancy style story. It's a revenge thriller.
Yeah, it's true. It is a revenge thriller. It's really him just getting revenge.
Like, the military's in the background with the conspiracy plot, but most of the movie's about him getting revenge for the people that killed his wife, mm-hmm. who just happened to be involved in a political conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what people wanted out of this movie that they're so disappointed about getting. I loved it. I think it was great. I think it's much, much better than a lot of the movies we've been watching lately, and it deserves to get a lot more attention and notice, not just for being, you know, a letdown spy movie.
Like, I get the hate for Wonder Woman when it came out and got mm-hmm. blasted. Like, Wonder Woman has so many problems, but I don't see those problems in this film that it deserves
to be. People have, like, legitimate, like, you know, concerns about that movie. People have, like, legitimate reasons why they didn't like it. It wasn't just like, oh, I just didn't like the script. Like, they had reasons why they didn't like the script. I feel like you should have somewhat of a reason for not liking something, especially with movies. You can't, you know, I get it, you're entitled to your opinion. You cannot like something. But, like, if you're going to just pan it like that and be on a movie, you know, board like IMDb, like, you should try to, like, explain yourself a little bit more. But, again, it's the internet. What do you expect, right? I guess that's one thing too much.
The only thing I would say is, hold on a second, my cat is chewing my phone charger. Sorry for that quick lull in the
It's fine. Everybody was checking out for their cats weren't eating their phone charger.
Yeah, everyone had to make sure there's no animals eating it. I'm sitting here, she's on the floor eating my phone
charger.
Gnawing
at it. Oh god.
So what was I gonna say again? Now I'd lost my train of thought, damn cat. I feel like if you're pissed off that this movie wasn't like the book, I kind of get the gripe, but you need to learn how to separate the two mediums, right? Like, you're not going to get them. Even Rambo wasn't like the Rambo book.
Yeah, no book is. No book is like the movie. It's not supposed to be. A book is a book, a movie is a movie. Like, sometimes you have to edit things and change things for a movie so that it can be a movie, a 2 hour or hour and a half film, right? That's what you're trying to make. So, yeah, I don't know. If you think the book is better, go read the book. Like, I mean, I get it. And fans are never going to be, you know, they're never going to be satisfied from that, because his fans always want it to be so detailed and so like the book that it's just almost impossible to get that right.
You're right.
Screwing it up, so.
So let me ask you this, Frank. Do you want to see more roles for basically action characters like John Wick or the character in this movie that can be turned into franchises, so we have those type of characters again like we did in the 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to get some more action movie franchises. I feel like a lot of them are ending right now. Like, you have John Wick 4 coming out. That might be closer to one of the last ones. I mean, you know, Fast and the Furious is coming towards the end. Like, so a lot of movies, we kind of need, you know, some new blood in a sense. Like, you need some new movies coming up. And I feel like this movie, you know, Without Remorse would be perfect for that. And his character is perfect for it too. You know,
even James Bond, he's only doing one. What's it, Daniel Craig's doing one more. I'm sure they'll get a new actor, but that's going to go on a lull for a while.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're kind of losing a lot of these good, like,
we're just action superhero franchises.
And we're just doing superhero films, which we don't really count as action films. They have action, but they're not action films.
They have to be, right? A specific, like a Winter Soldier or maybe Black Widow, to be the style of action that we review in this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though we have done Godzilla and stuff, so.
Yeah. No, we try to focus mainly on, like, action films. Not really, I mean, not so much superhero action films, but yeah. But yeah, this would be great just to get a better franchise, man. Like, again, they really don't really make, you know, action movies or even like spy action films a lot. I feel like this has the opportunity to really be a good action spy movie franchise, you know, beyond like the Mission Impossible or anything else like that. So yeah, I think they should
definitely another franchise. How much longer is Tom Cruise going to be able to pull off the stuff he does, right?
Exactly. You know, like, really, I don't know how many. I don't want to say how many movies are left, but, you know, at some point you got to get some new blood in the game. So I think this could be a good chance for that.
And with the way studios are nowadays, I can see them canceling Rainbow Six because there's about a bunch of bad reviews on IMDb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope they stick to their guns and they just do it, because, you know, the internet doesn't always know what it's talking about, right? So, like, maybe you should just make something that's good, because I feel like there's no way the people who made this movie and who work in Hollywood looked at it and was like, yeah, this is bad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just people being people on the internet. I really think that the people who matter and the people really watching was and like these films, they liked it. I you know, I don't know if it's gonna get people gonna watch it, stream it. I don't know. That might be Amazon Prime's problem, but the movie's good though.
We're gonna take a quick 20-second break, leave your message from our sponsor, and when we get back, we're going to break down the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to start with fight scenes. What'd you give fights, Frank?
So for fight scenes, I gave it a 3 out of 5. There's not too many, like, hand-to-hand combat scenes. There's a lot of gung-fu, what he does. You know, but this movie is very tactical, so any of the little bit of hand-to-hand combat that there is there, it's spot on. Like, it's great. It's just that there's just not a lot of it. I wish it was more of it. But what is there is fantastic.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. Like, there's little spurts of hand-to-hand combat in the movie, but there's one scene where he's in a jail cell and he beats the shit out of like 6 riot cops.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's great.
If there was a couple, maybe one or two more scenes like that, this might have even got a 5 out of 5 with how good that scene was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's just, there's not enough hand-to-hand combat to raise the grade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shootouts, I actually gave shootouts a 4 out of 5. Only because they're so different from the type of movies we've been getting for the past, like, 5 years, where everything's kind of gun-fu-ish.
Mm-hmm.
This is very tactical-based, and it looks... It's filmed really well and exciting, but the style of choreography they're using is all, like, based off real-world tactics.
Yeah, that's why I gave it a 4 out of 5, too, for a lot of the same reasons. I love this because of how tactical and realistic it was. It made it feel visceral. It made it feel real. I feel like this is exactly what these soldiers would do given this situation. I mean, that's what Tom Clancy's kind of known for.
Yeah.
Usually being technically correct in his books, and that's what this movie really does. And again, going back to why people hated it, I don't know why people hated this movie. The connection was great. I mean, yeah, maybe it's not as flashy as, like, Deadpool or something, but, like, it's spot on what it's trying to be.
It's not supposed to be.
Exactly. It's supposed to be realistic. It's supposed to actually be like, oh, wow, you're really caught up in the moment and the intensity of it, and I was. That's why it's really weird that, you know,
people didn't go for it. There's a sniper scene in the middle of this film where, like, you're on the edge of your seat because, first of all, they're all getting sniped, and they're getting hit by the bullets, and you're like, who's going to die, right? Like, it's really intense.
Yep.
What did you do for special effects?
Special effects, I gave special effects, actually, I gave the special effects a 4 out of 5 because some of the explosions and special effects in the movie are really good. I mean, they have the budget, so I will say that. This is a big budgeted movie. But, like, you can tell, though, like, all the special effects are really, really good. There's some fire and explosions in this. I mean, it just looks really, really good. And what got me the most was the special effects on the guns themselves. Everything looks real. I couldn't tell if it was... I could swear all those guns were real. They were using, they were shooting at each other. You could feel all the impacts. You could feel the bullets going through things, going through walls. Like, it's just all the attention to detail. That's what I love about this movie. It's the attention to detail. There's nothing too flashy about it, but all the practical stuff looks immensely real in this, which actually is, like, again, rare for a lot of movies we've been watching lately. So it was a pleasant surprise.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 also, and... all the reasons you said are spot on, and also I really enjoyed the plane scene.
Yeah,
I thought that had like some of the best special effects in the movie. Like the plane goes down, and it's like the plane's turning in a circle, and the water's rising, and he has to hold his. Like, it goes with stunts, which we'll grade in a second. Mm-hmm. But like the special effects in that scene are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
It looks so real. Notch.
Yeah, exactly. You really can't tell. Like that's how good of a job they do. Like it's really fluid special effects in this.
Stunts. Okay, so I gave stunts a 3 out of 5. Don't get me wrong. I think the stunt work in the movie is great. There's no like amazing stunt because, like I said, with the plane and stuff, they do mix a lot of the stunt work with special effects. So you're kind of like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, which one's real? Which one's fake? Which is good, but it still wasn't. It's not like, you know, Jackie Chan, right?
Yeah.
But I also, the reason I got 3 out of 5 and not any lower was because I thought the escape from the hotel when he's going down the stairs, I had a lot of fun stunts.
Yeah.
In that scene in particular.
Yeah, no, I gave it 3 out of 5 as well because, like you said, there's nothing really special, but the stunts that are there are solid. And there's a few of them that really are some pretty solid stunts. It's just like, there's just not that big, like, set piece that, like, he's falling through a wall or the floor or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's that scene where they get blown up. Well, that's mainly due to, like, special effects and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's that you really
like
see
I said, the stunts
itself.
Are mixed a lot with the effects.
Yeah, you can't really see too much. But I mean, what is there is definitely practical and it's really well done.
So there's no chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do for it overall?
Overall, 4 out of 5. This movie's great. Like, it's really fun. It's exciting. There's not that much hand-to-hand combat in it, but it gives you something that I think it's hard to find anyplace else, and that's that realistic, heart-pounding gun action. Like, that tactical, visceral, like, this is how it's really done. This is how it's really like to be in those kind of situations. Like, my heart was pounding almost like all those action set pieces, right? Like, that's rare, you know, even for me watching as many action movies as I do. So to have that there, that means something. And it's just, like, to be able to get that out of, like, Michael B. Jordan, like, the whole plot, like, I loved it. Yeah, it's not the best thing out there. But for an action movie, I think it holds up to a 4 out of 5.
So I gave it a 3 out of 5. And I do agree with everything you just said. I love the action scenes. One of my issues with the film is I feel like after that big action scene when he finally gets, you know, back from the big action scene that we just talked about, it really, really races to the end, right? Like it's like, all right, now we got to end this shit. And it just races to, like, who he thinks the bad guy is, get the bad guy, kill the bad guy, now we're over. Like, it's like they had to, like, shove an ending into, like, 10 minutes.
But you know what, though? That is, if for some reason, that it is, like, these movies. Like, if you actually watch, like, Clear and Present Danger and his other films, it usually ends like that. Like, it's so funny because they always have the ending where, like, like, Harrison Ford goes to the president and it's like, it was you the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, and that's exactly how all these movies always end. So I think that's more of a Tom Clancy thing. But I understand what you're saying, though, because, like, it feels almost a bit anticlimactic at the end. Because you're like, wait, all that, and, like, that's the bad guy.
And the villain's
happened.
Not a huge surprise. I'll tell you that right now. Like, you figure it out. You're like, the only other no-name actor. The only other named actor in the film.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I think it is. I think people's probably biggest problem is that where, like, you see it coming a mile away. It's not very, like, you know. But I know what you're saying. Like, it does kind of end abruptly, but I think that's more with, like, the script. But it does can give it feel.
So I'll say, as an action film, I do agree it's a 4 out of 5. But as a film, I think that ending, I don't know, for me, it just kind of...
Okay, it just dropped.
It dropped me. Like, I lost that interest I had with that character. Like, I was so invested in him.
Mm-hmm,
and then, like, the big reveal who the villain is, I was like, ah, man, like, that's the reveal.
Obviously.
Like, you didn't even, like, trick me. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted something.
No, there was no tricks in this. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. But the way he kills him is fucking great.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. I love it.
Exactly. It's creative and creative and original. Like you're not gonna see stuff like that, you know. So.
But I will say, even though I gave it to 2 scores and the 3 out of 5 was my original, I still highly recommend it for action fans. The action scenes are a blast.
Oh yeah, this definitely comes as a high recommendation. Definitely.
My first similar is Six Underground, because there's a plot point in this where like they want to make believe Michael B. Jordan's character is dead, so he can go like start like doing like undercover CIA work around the world, and that's basically the plot of Six Underground, except there's 6 of them instead of 1. That these 6 guys like all make believe they died, and they go around pretty much killing dictators around the planet.
Yeah,
another Michael Bay, tons of great action, that kind of stuff.
Yep. No, yeah, it's a great to check out. And actually, that's on Netflix. And another one of my first ones also on Netflix is Sentinelle, which is actually, I think it's a French movie. It's about a French soldier, a female French soldier who basically uses her skills to exact revenge on the people who killed her sister. It's more of a revenge flick than this movie, but it's similar because like, you know, somebody killed her family and she's seeking revenge. But it's also another very realistic movie that also uses tactics and strategy a lot, how like Without Remorse does.
There's a crazy fight scene in that movie.
Like it has a lot of similarities to this, and I just like how visceral and real both those movies really feel.
Yeah,
and it has a female protagonist, which is kind of different too. So definitely check out Sentinelle on Netflix too.
My second, in, especially since this is part of the Ryanverse, this movie. Is Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit?
Mm-hmm.
They tried to reboot the Jack Ryan franchise as a Bourne style franchise instead of like more of a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works as an action flick. It doesn't really work as a Jack Ryan movie.
Yes,
but it's still like it's a well made fun film though. Like there's a ton of great action scenes and it's a fun movie. It just don't go in expecting the typical Harrison Ford Jack Ryan style film.
Yeah. It's definitely more heavy on the popcorn action than it is on like a suspenseful thriller movie. Yeah. Yeah, my second is The Kingdom, Peter Berg with Jamie Foxx, Chris Cooper, and Jennifer Garner. Basically, a team of U.S. government agents that get sent to and released after a huge explosion to like investigate it. But it's just, I mean, like I said, the last 30 minutes of this movie is just nonstop action. I mean, it is relentless.
And it's like edge-of-your-seat action.
And again, it's very visceral, very edge-of-your-seat, very realistic. Like you feel like you're right there. Your heart's pounding. Oh, man. Like, I can't speak enough about this movie, how exciting it is. And like, people today don't really know about this movie. Like, people, either you've seen it, you know it, or, like, you've never seen it. You're like, you have no idea what you're talking about. You haven't heard of it. Yeah. So, like, so I think people out there, if you ever heard of The Kingdom, go check it out because it's an amazing action movie.
Yes, it really is. So what do you like better, Without Remorse or No Remorse? Which one's...
No Remorse has its perks, but, you know, Without Remorse has Michael B. Jordan, so I'll definitely have to go without Remorse.
Instead of Kevin Costner's No Remorse. Kevin Costner's No Remorse. Patrick Swayze, whoever's in it.
From the 90s.
Yes, from the 90s. But, yeah, definitely, like we said before, definitely a high recommend for this movie.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a really fun tactical style action flick.
And it's another movie too, like you can watch your friends and family, maybe they're not, who aren't like action movie fans, I think they'll like it too. Like you can watch other people. It's not just like, oh, action film I gotta watch by myself because no one else is gonna care about it. Like I think other people will actually like this movie as well. Like,
it has the revenge plot behind it, so it's not like all straight up spy thriller convoluted twist and turns the whole movie.
Exactly. There's more of a centralized, like something that grounds you the whole movie, which is nice.
Yeah. So if, like, you know, your wife was killed by an assassin,
that's right up your alley.
You'll like this movie.
You'll love this movie.
You'll probably
watch it on repeat until you flashbacks.
You tried to go on revenge and got arrested.
You're going to do that until you catch the killer that killed your wife.
Yeah. You'll learn some tactics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. All right, this is Mr. Action signing out. This is
Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.